Georgia rocker Randall Bramblett has a new record out, his 15th. Our critic at large, John Slight, says this album shows that the 72-year-old multi-instrumentalist shows no signs of slowing down.
Athens' own Randall Bramblett has been a mainstay in the rock music genre for nearly 50 years. Starting his long career as a session musician, Bramblett contributed horns and keyboards to albums from rock and roll greats such as Greg Allman, the Atlanta Rhythm Section, Elvin Bishop, and BJ Thomas. Bramblett's big break would come in 1977 when he would join ex-members of the Allman Brothers Band and the jazz fusion group Sea Level. Bramblett stayed with Sea Level until their 1980 breakup. After the demise of that group, Bramblett worked with other artists and bands, such as Steve Winwood, Robbie Robertson, and the legendary British progressive rock group Traffic, a band he would join for their 1994 reunion tour as a saxophonist and keyboardist. In addition to Bramblett's work as a session musician, he's also maintained a prolific career as a solo artist. Since 1975, Bramblett has released over a dozen solo albums, including his most recent effort, 2020's Pine Needle Fire.
Some poor soul had to get up at four.
Collaborating with musicians such as guitarist Nick Johnson, drummer Seth Hendershot, and producer Jerry Hansen, who contributed additional guitar and atmospherics, the 72-year-old Bramblett has created one of his finest works yet. Opening with Some Poor Soul, Bramblett delivers a soulful vocal atop a fuzzy Wurlitzer electric piano.
Just another morning. Oh well, go out and have yourself.
That's Rocket to Nowhere, the second track on Pine Needle Fire. The song evokes the feel of vintage Southern soul. The horns are soulful and the Wurlitzer returns. This time, it's processed through a wah-wah pedal, giving the track a distinctly funky feel.
Just wanna feel the wind on your skin. And you don't mind.
The highlight of the album comes in the form of the title track. Pine Needle Fire is a love song, but a very cool, earthy one that's not at all saccharine or pretentious. Brush drumming, subtle psychedelic atmospherics, and gorgeous strings evoke a laid-back vibe. The lyrics are stunning, with the words painting quite a picture. Smoke is rising like a black snake in the sky, Bramblett croons.
Out on the firebreak lines and up the tower we will climb.
I've Got Faith in You is another highlight, an acoustic-based number. It's a song about keeping the faith in others through the good times and the bad. Tommy Talton guests on the song and delivers a chilling slide guitar solo performed on the late Allman Brothers Band guitarist Dwayne Allman's Gibson SG. Never Be Another Day also carries a strong message. Featuring a prominent Hammond organ performance from Bramblett, the song is about living life to the fullest each day, since we've only got so many todays before our time runs out. You've got the fire and the spirit in you. Don't let the world put it out, Bramblett sings.
Never be another day like the one you're living. Never be another chance to pass this way again. Never be another song like the one you're feeling. Never be a better time to let your life.
My Lucky Day closes the album. It's a down-tempo number, but it features a great synth solo that kicks in about a minute and 45 seconds into the track. The synth provides My Lucky Day with some added muscle, and the backing vocals are strong. It's a solid way to close the album. Overall, at 72 years old, Bramblett is still as good as ever. Pine Needle Fire is a strong album, with an earthy Americana sound. It's an authentic portrait of a talented musician and songwriter, with plenty of great musical moments and highlights throughout. The album is thoroughly enjoyable, start to finish. For Athens News Matters, I'm John Slights.